You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn! All right, I'm going to turn this music down a little bit, but I'd like to welcome to BFM Breakfast, Mabingo. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Matthew. It's my honour to be here again.
Oh, well, you are from the University of Auckland's dance department, is this correct?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about yourself, just a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get talking about this wonderful sounding show that you're part of.
My name is Alf Daniels Mabingo. I was born and raised in Uganda, East Africa, and I'm currently doing my PhD in dance studies at the University of Auckland.
Oh, wow. That's great. So, a doctor of dance?
Doctor of dance education.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. And you're here to talk to us about this show called In Transit, which sounds to me pretty fascinating.
Yeah, being an artist, you know, I got involved in this project called In Transit. It's a play that was written by Wanjiku Sanderson, an immigrant from Kenya who has been living here since 1981. And it talks about the experiences and stories of African immigrants who come here and the processes, you know, that they go through to adapt to this intercultural and multicultural environment. So It's really a play that speaks to my, you know, personal history, my personal story and my personal journeys to where I am now.
Yeah, right. And how long ago did you arrive in New Zealand?
I came to New Zealand in July 2014, so I'm making 3 years this coming July.
Wow.
Yeah, and so far so good.
Oh, good, good. But this the performance In Transit is the stories of people who have been here for various amounts of time, right?
It's a kind of a confluence, or you can call it a pool, of stories and experiences and ideas of people who came here, like Wanjiku herself, you know, many years ago, and then people of African descent or origin who were born here. You know, you can call them, you know, first generation or second generation, you know, New Zealanders. And so the play is a projection, it's a voice to the experiences that all these people go through as they adapt and assimilate and integrate to the broader intercultural and multicultural environment here in New Zealand. But it goes beyond that because it's also a collaboration with performers and artists, you know, from the Pacific Islands, because along the way, the playwright and other people behind this production realized that some of these stories are not native or specific to people of African descent. That
right.
People from the islands and other immigrants, you know, have some similar stories, sometimes different experiences.
Yeah.
So we forged this kind of collaboration in the production, this synergy between all these different artists, so that we diversify these stories, we project these stories, and we learn from one another.
Yeah, but so by the sounds of it, by recognizing differences, but also recognizing similarities.
Yeah, exactly, because, you know, sometimes similarities, you know, strengthen us, but also differences enrich us.
That's right.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So tell me about the, is it a dance performance exclusively, or is it a multimedia type, multi-platform type performance?
What
is In Transit?
Yeah, where we come from, actually those different art forms are not separated, so
yeah,
they're not that compartmentalized at all. And so this production has acting, it has poetry,
yeah,
it has drumming, it has singing, it has vocalization, it has storytelling. So it's kind of a buffet, I'll call it, of all these different aspects of artistic expression and artistic creativity.
Yeah.
And we believe that people deserve that, because people kind of have tastes and gravitate towards different elements of art history.
Yeah.
So that's why we really want to give people this buffet so that they choose.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. I like that concept of not having to... Sorry, I'm just... We're playing music off YouTube in the background because I didn't have the track you were talking about, but that's the beautiful thing about YouTube. You can just... find it. Ladysmith Black Mambazo with Salif Keita, is it?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. I like that. And you see there are around about 22 performers in the show.
Yeah, we have about 22 performers coming from different African backgrounds: Uganda, Kenya, Zimbabwe, South Africa, Ethiopia, Somalia, Tuvalu, and I mean Fiji, Tonga, Samoa,
yeah,
here in New Zealand. So it's really, you know, diverse.
Can I ask you a question that's just in an effort to not be as ignorant as I maybe am? If you're, like, say you're living in Uganda and there's somebody from Kenya, do you normally, I mean, when you come to New Zealand, is there a recognition with other people who have come from Africa that, like, because Africa is massive, right?
Yeah, it's massive. It's a continent of close to 1 billion people now.
Exactly.
With 3,000 different ethnic communities.
Yeah.
And about 30,000 different dialects and languages.
Yeah. So, I mean, and like if you, I'm trying to think of how to explain it, but if you meet, as someone from Uganda, meet someone from Kenya, do you feel like there is that wider connection because you've both come to New Zealand from Africa, or is there some work to do with meeting people from other cultures within Africa?
Yeah, there is, you know, definitely that connection, especially being that New Zealand is far away from the continent, and so, yeah, there is that connection, but again, at the same time, being diverse, for example, I don't speak Swahili, which I speak in Kenya, I don't speak Chiswahili. So at that level, you know, you recognize but that, you know, there is that connection, but also you recognize that there are some kind of limits in terms of, for example, language and cultures. And that's what actually, the beauty about it is that then that creates an opportunity for you to learn from one another.
Yeah.
I have friends from Kenya and Tanzania who are teaching me Swahili yeah. here in New Zealand. You know, but we are neighbors.
Yeah.
Yeah, Uganda, Kenya and Tanzania.
And maybe if you were... just back home, you wouldn't have ever even bothered to learn. Or?
Exactly, because yeah. You live in Uganda, probably you interact more with Ugandans and, you know, minimally with Kenyans. But here, you know, I'm learning Tswana, I'm learning, you know, Zulu, etc. So it's beautiful, you know.
Oh, fantastic. So that would, I mean, that will come out in the performance, I imagine.
Yeah.
So let's get, we haven't got a whole lot of time, as much as this is pretty fascinating to me. I'd love to know more, but maybe to know more, I can come to the performance. So it's on for just under 2 weeks, yeah? 10 days or so?
So it starts this week on Thursday for Sunday, 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. and next week is Wednesday to Saturday, same time.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's on at the Mangere Arts Centre.
It's on Mangere Arts Centre, and then we really thank the people who have supported us, like Mangere Arts Centre, Mangere Otahu Lock Board, Creative New Zealand, and Foundation North, both under the umbrella of Auckland Diversity Project Fund. So these are the people who have supported
There's
us.
There's a lot of people involved.
This, you know, yeah, happen.
Oh, well, let's make sure that people go along.
Yeah.
And if you want to buy tickets, that's probably the most important piece of information,
yeah,
so that they can come and find the show.
Yeah,
it's called In Transit, and you need to look up on Event Finder for your tickets.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Mabinga, thank you so much for coming
in. It's been my pleasure, Matthew.
I'm fascinated.
Always excited to be here.
Fantastic.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Well, we've got 4 minutes left of the show. I'm going to play the outro now, maybe one more song, and then we'll say our fond farewells. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn! Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.